Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Greetings and cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And as always, sitting right next to me, a mere 184 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's everything going, Matt?
Everything's great here, a little steamy, getting a little humid up here in the Buckeye State.
Uh-huh.
In fact, when I was working at the beer mine today, there was a couple of, we'll say, voluptuous women that came through, and I'm going, boy, I wonder what that smells like in this heat.
Should have just gone over there and taken a sniff.
Well, I couldn't help it. I was getting plenty of sniffs, whether I wanted them or not. How's everything down there in the natural state going for you?
It's the dog days of summer, man. Things are slow. It's hot. It's humid every day. People just trying to get through. Just trying to get through the day, each day.
Are you making sure you roll the old people? Make sure they don't burn.
You got to check on old people. You know, in extreme conditions, extreme cold or extreme heat, you have to bring your pets inside. You have to make sure the old people are getting enough water.
That's right.
Or do you bring the old people inside and give the pets enough water? Hell, I can never remember.
I know. There's so much information out there anymore. It's hard to keep track of.
So many rules. So many rules.
Anyway, tonight we're just going to be random because it is the dog days of summer. And, there's so much heavy news in the world right now. We thought we'd just kick back, relax, and kind of let it hang out. Which we're good at.
Oh, yeah. I let it hang out all the time.
I know you do. I do have one shout-out as we begin the show. For those of you who... Yeah. For those of you who listened last week, she became quite the queen of I'm With Stupid, and... I know we didn't discuss this long, but I know you won't disagree with me when we name Sunshine State Shirley the official hot mess of I'm With Stupid.
I agree totally. I think that's a perfect title for her. She was wonderful when she called in last week. And really quite the cult following already. Lots of people asking about Sunshine State Shirley. Saying, hey, who was that? Yeah, baby. And I said, we just got all these fans all over everywhere, and they call in sometimes.
Especially the fans that we have in Spain!
Exactly.
Because you know the middle of nowhere Kentucky rocks.
Oh, yes, it does. I've driven through there. Very, very fast with the windows up and the doors locked, but I've driven through there.
And made sure, and you probably checked the back seat to make sure you had no Jews or blacks back there. Because you know you'd get stopped.
Because they would kill us all.
I swear to God he pulled a gun on me.
Yeah, it's in fact, I drive through there with the windows up and the doors locked almost as fast as I would drive through Memphis.
And that was during the daylight.
Oh, hell yeah. You're staying in Memphis at night, you just go into the hotel room and, you know, close the curtains and lock the door and slide the bed in front of it.
Hey, honey, you want to go down to Beale Street? No. I know we're on vacation, but
I'd rather live.
Room service.
Order pizza and have them slide it under the door.
That's right. So.
Are you going to go and watch the Harry Potter 7.2 tonight?
No, yeah. I'm not, Jay. However, I will tell you that my my son Rhino, he went to see it on Friday morning at 12:01, and he went to see it with his cousin Ashley. He's 16, she's 20, so if they were going to see that movie in West Virginia, it would have been considered their first date.
Well, they would be married now.
Yes, they would. And she'd probably be pregnant.
Probably. In fact, they would be a little disappointed that she got so old before she got pregnant.
Oh, yeah. If he came home and she wasn't pregnant, I would have had to slap him upside the head.
Exactly.
What you doing, boy?
Well, I'm not going to go to see the movie at the theater. I will probably see it either on DVD or on HBO or something like that. I'm not a big fan of the Harry Potter movies. I love the books. They were great. The movies, they're okay. Emma Watson is awesome. If you're in the chat room or if you're listening to the show on the main show page now, you'll see Emma Watson is one of the rotating photographs there. And she seems like a sweet girl.
Of course.
You know, one of those, you know, British babes, man. They're hot.
Yeah.
And she's smart. She's a student at Brown University, and she's doing a year at Oxford. So I like the smart girls.
Well, I know you do.
Oh, yeah. So, but anyway, I didn't figure you probably haven't even read the Harry Potter books, have you?
I haven't read the books, but I'll tell you what. I've watched a couple of the movies on DVD with my kid. And the funny thing is, I can grow a beard while watching one movie, one Harry Potter installment.
If you started
when this one comes out on DVD, my son will say, "Hey, Dad, come over and watch the movie," and I'll say, "Okay, let me shave first."
If you guys start at Harry Potter 1 and you watch all the movies one after another, you will look like Dumbledore when the movie's over. With
oh
the long
God,
beard and the long hair. Hell, you'll even have
I
long
know.
Hair.
Oh, my God. If I went over there now and watched all of them, there would be, at the end of all, how many has there been? Four now?
Seven.
Okay. See, I'm a numbers guy. But anyway, if I watched them all, you know, I'm just 46, but if I watched them all, at the end of the last one, there would be a ring at the doorbell, and it would be someone from AARP.
And next thing you know, you'll be hitting the early bird special with Dour Mike at Shoney's.
That's right. And him and I could converse over, you know, a couple plates of minute steaks and the all-you-can-eat salad and fruit bar.
Yeah, and don't forget the mashed potatoes.
Gotta have mashed potatoes.
And then maybe go for a rousing game of bingo.
Or skee ball. Skee ball's pretty, man, that's a little cutting edge. Cutting edge.
Well, if you do skee ball, you'll have to bring the Bengay with you to rub the shoulder down when you're done.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably tear a rotator cuff.
Probably. You'll be there at the beer mine with the arm in a sling. Oh, don't mind me. I'll carry your two cases of beer. No problem.
Oh, speaking of which, I had a funny one at the beer mine.
Oh, okay.
This guy, he pulls in this big pickup truck, huge pickup truck, double-wide pickup truck, probably doubles as his living room. I don't know. But anyway, he ordered a 30-pack of Milwaukee's Best Light, and instead of asking me to put it in the bed of his truck, he told me to put it in the bed of his truck, which after I rang it up, I would have said, would you like this in the bed of his truck? But he didn't give me the opportunity, so he said, put it in the bed of my truck. And he didn't say it nicely. So I did. And I put it in the middle of the bed of his truck. So his ass has to reach over and or get into the truck to get it. Little something we do when people piss us off.
And whenever you're in Bagwine, folks, drive through the passive-aggressive beer mine.
See, a little kindness goes a long way.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say that you just kind of opened the box up and dumped them all in the back of the truck and said, there you go, buddy.
Tell them where you got it.
Tell all your friends about us. Hey, well, things are just wild in the chat room. Look at that.
I know. I see that.
I see. You've even been conversing with him, which is pretty impressive, typing with that one hand.
I'm trying to grow up here.
Typing with the one hand with the cigarette hanging out of the corner of the mouth and the holding on to the phone with the other.
Which is even more impressive because when it dangles from my mouth and I'm typing, I get smoke in my eye, and I can only see out of one eye.
Happens all the time, doesn't it? There's just the air kicks on, or a little waft of air comes by, and it blows the smoke right back into one of the eyes. Constant. Which reminds me, I was watching the British Open yesterday.
Of course you were.
Because I'm an international man of mystery. And they were showing Miguel Angel Jimenez, who was warming up, and he was doing all these little stretching exercises. And he was like, he was doing the wrists and then the legs and the back, and he's doing all the stretching. Never took the cigar out of his mouth the entire time.
That's pretty impressive.
That's not bad. Yeah. The camera was in pretty tight. They didn't want you to see all the empty beer cans lying behind him.
That's impressive on a golf course. However, if he does the same thing while having sex, I think the chick would have something to say about that. Or not, maybe.
Or you know, that those Euro trash girls, you just never really know about them.
She'd probably say, go ahead, singe my underarm hair. Boy, that was a tough one to get out. So
when We have a studio audience, too, this week, folks.
I know, and I forgot about it. And I was so happy when I saw it. Now, Jay, on a lazy summer day like this, what do you do for relaxation and fun?
Well, I would, you know, stay in the air conditioning probably. But if not, maybe, you know, just kind of hang out on the back porch, have some lemonade, maybe a couple of beers. What would you do, Matt?
The same thing. You weren't expecting that answer, were you?
No. I thought you were going somewhere with this.
No, I wasn't. I was just curious.
Well, maybe, you know, go, maybe do a little fishing. People like to go fishing in the summertime in the evening.
I do too. Maybe I try to fish for carp because carp is pretty tasty. Get the mud vein out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then around these parts, I like it when they haul in a big gar. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, with that, with all the teeth. Yeah, that's always fun. You know, just reach in there and lift that bad boy and pick him up.
Yeah, you just pick it up and say, "Who loves himself?" And you know.
So, what else is happening?
Not that much. I'll tell you what, though. Oh my God. Did you read that story that my brother, the former Yellow Journalist, sent us?
I did read it. It was quite fascinating.
It was fascinating. It was disturbing. But more than anything, it was hot.
It was. And it was one of those things that just makes you proud to be Irish.
It does. And folks, one of my brothers, the D-Man, sent us a story. It comes from Limerick, Ireland. And evidently, a hot Irish babe met a hot Irish guy on the internet in a bestiality room. And the dog was involved. It was an Alsatian hound. And she had sex with the dog. And evidently, the dog's semen caused an allergic reaction in her, and she died. Sad but hot.
That is pretty sick, really. I wonder if it would have been like, you know, if it was just the breed of the dog that she had the reaction to. If maybe she'd, you know. Maybe if it had been, you know, an Akita, you know, a Japanese dog, wouldn't have been as bad for her.
Sorry.
Maybe the Akita's semen would have tasted like sushi.
It could have. Yes.
Now, I assume...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. The Russians.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Russians, you know, the Russians are pretty sneaky. Maybe they injected that dog with something. You know, they assassinated her for some reason. So I guess the dude is actually going to go to jail now, right? The guy who owns the dog?
Well, yeah, because evidently it's considered buggery, and buggery is still illegal in Ireland, probably the Protestant Ireland, because you know damn well buggery is not illegal in Catholic Ireland.
No, because there would be no Catholic Ireland.
That's right. In fact, it's encouraged.
It's
and it
hot.
Has God's blessing, evidently.
It's taught in Buggery 101 at school.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, if they want to engage in activities like that, they should move to Florida.
They should. And why is that?
It just seems like a more natural activity down there.
Okay.
I think they finally did outlaw bestiality in Florida, but it took them like till last year. It took them like 100 years to finally agree to do it. I don't really know who it is who was like, I don't know who would be on the floor of the state legislature going, hold on now, let's think this through a little bit. You know, I don't really know who that is.
That's probably Jeb Bush.
Probably, but you know, they outlawed gay marriage in about 4 seconds. And then they, you know, the bill that would outlaw bestiality came up and somebody said, ho, 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 ho. You know, who am I to judge?
It was probably Catherine Harris because, well, I'm not saying anything. I just hear things.
And you fantasize things.
Yes, I do.
So, hey, the phone lines are open, folks.
At 661-244-9852. Give us a call.
We got a Canadian in the chat room, and we got a Las Vegan in the chat room.
Or as I told him last night, as I told Rich Taylor on Twitter last night, do vegetarians in Nevada consider themselves Las Vegans?
Exactly.
Hello.
And I think Rich needs to call us up and talk to us about that, because he probably doesn't
eat
meat.
That would be nice.
Rich, are you a vegetarian? We'll just sit here and wait for Rich to answer.
Yeah, that'll be exciting radio. Almost as exciting as waiting for Clay Perry to call in.
Yeah, almost.
Clay Perry, the official foil of I'm With Stupid.
I think he's given up on us, man. Hurts my feelings a little bit.
Yeah, it does. Because I really like the way he worked his wood.
Yeah. He's not afraid to work his wood in public.
No, he's not. In fact, he's proud of it. He posts pictures and everything.
Yeah, in fact, I think you ought to flag one of his pictures on Facebook. And when they ask you why you're reporting it, tell them that you're tired of him posting his wood on the Facebook like that.
I know, it's disgusting. I'll tell you what, we had a little accident. I had a little accident here yesterday, J-Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kim Fragile, she's got a black eye today. I didn't hit her. No, seriously, I didn't hit her. She was cleaning out the cabinets. Big jar of sugar. Well, it tumbled over and hit her in the eye.
Well, that's pretty creative.
What, my excuse or the...
Yeah. Are you just floating that out there to see if we think you should use it with the doctor? No,
little,
doc, I swear.
A little preemptive story there. I like preemption. I want to get it on the record by saying it on I'm With Stupid.
In front of our massive audience. Our very diverse worldwide audience.
So anyway, a
thing of sugar tumbled out of the cabinet and hit her.
Hit her in the eye. Gave her a black eye. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it.
Oh. Man, you okay, Smoopy?
I'm okay.
What was that?
I'm okay.
See?
Now, how do we know you don't have her duct taped to the chair. And you're looking at her like, just saying you're okay, just like they do in the movies. I mean, you know.
Well, I had a 3x5 index card up in front of her face with that response on it. I'll tell you what, though, Jake. We're just hanging out, being random, and Rich Taylor has hit random on the head because he just typed in the chat room, "I like fish." I mean, that's... Well, there you go.
Okay.
That's as random as it gets.
I like bananas.
Well, there you go.
If anybody likes ham casserole, I got it in the oven. The leftovers, heating up. Come on over.
Pizza. We still have pizza from last night. When my buddy Bill makes a pizza, he makes a big one.
What all's on it?
On this one, it was sausage and pepperoni.
Pork sausage or Italian sausage? It's important.
Pork sausage.
Okay. I have nothing against the Italians. Nice people, but they're sausage.
Oh, God, yeah. We love the Italians. Especially Vinnie Bond, who you can hear on Monday nights on Blog Talk Radio.
At 10 p.m. Eastern on Music on the Couch.
God, that was smooth.
That was not bad.
Oh, I bet, I don't know what you're doing tonight. I know, I'm still going to try to get in that game of Escaped Convict and the Warden's Wife, but I know what you'll probably be doing tonight.
What's that?
And tell me if I'm wrong, but I bet you're going to be watching the Miss Teen USA pageant.
Is that on tonight?
Yes, it is. Oh, you said so coyly.
Oh, man. I had no idea. I'm really kind of bummed because if I'd have known that, I would have grabbed the sound file of Miss Teen South Carolina with that answer she gave a few years ago, which is still a classic. You know, some people can't find America on a map because they don't have maps.
Exactly. Speaking of which, on Facebook, Jay and I, vast listening radio audience, we talked about Miley Cyrus and her teen years and how hot she was the other day on my Facebook page.
Yep.
And we were hoping to lose hits as far as the number of my friends. Well, it actually increased. So that tells you a little.
They went up. What a sick fucking world we live in. Post a picture of 14-year-old Miley Cyrus and talk about how great she was in her prime, and you add followers.
And at the same time, we lost a friend on I'm With Stupid, Jay.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we're down to 126.
No.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
I don't know, but we have to find that person, hunt them down, and kill them.
Absolutely.
Or have
you
sex
don't just,
with them.
We're like the mafia. You don't just walk away from our fan page. Oh, no.
No, once you're in forever.
Yeah, we're like the Crips and the Bloods and, you know, whatever. So 30 seconds in the live stream if you want to call 661-244-985. Oh, wait. Yeah, 661-244-9852. Sorry about that. Matt's usually the expert phone number guy. I was trying to be cool.
See what happens when you try to do that.
Yeah, I know. I only try to be cool a couple times a year, and it usually has the same result. So,
and we're probably
anyway.
In the after show.
And we're just about to hit it, so there we go. So much for that. No callers again.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a slow day on the internets today.
Man,
not that
it's
I
been
checked
a slow
numbers,
day.
Jay. Not that I checked numbers.
It's been a slow day on the internets for the last couple of weeks, man.
Oh, I know. This is a terrible time of year. Because people in their busy lives, they have to go on vacation. And they got to hang out by the pool. Oh,
got to go places like New York and Las Vegas and,
and Disneyland.
Miami and fucking Disneyland.
And they walk around Disney World in their complicated shoes. Yeah, I just hate it.
at least, hopefully, not their Crocs.
Oh, God.
Did you see the Emmy nominations came out this week? Did you see that, Matt? I'm sure you were all over that. Yeah, you're big into television and
you know I am.
48 people nominated for lead or supporting actress in the comedy and drama categories. 45 of them are white. Good job, liberal Hollywood.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's because if you come on this show, you can look at our listeners and our website, which is iwsradio.blogspot.com. You can see we have a diverse audience.
Damn right. It wasn't too diverse until Sunshine State Shirley called in last week from a NASCAR race and finally brought some white people to our audience.
Exactly. But Jay, I've thought about this. I know how you like Asian women, and you like Mexican women. And
oh yeah.
I like I'm big on the mochaccino. So we have all groups covered.
Oh, we do. We do. We have restraining orders from every race of woman you can imagine,
and every age. We're not even ageist either.
Oh, no. Not at all. I haven't heard from Giada De Laurentiis' lawyer. Glad you brought that up.
Good.
I thought. Yeah, I sent her the link to our website, and we got several hits there in Long Beach and Marina Del Rey in Malibu, California, and I'm pretty sure she read it, but she didn't respond.
And that's
very disappointing.
Hurtful.
Oh, it hurts bad. Because here I've been, you know, supporting her
mm-hmm.
all these years.
Of course.
Trying
you
to
give.
Be her friend.
Yeah. You give, you give, you give. And what do you get back?
Heartache.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. I dropped my pen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you hear that?
I felt the world stop when you did that.
Yeah.
It threw me against the wall.
What are we going to talk about Monday?
I don't know. How's that?
We could talk. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds. I think we could talk about whether or not Marcus Backman is gay.
Well, you know, that's been brought up in rumors and whispers. But I guess, yeah, we should bring it out into the public eye.
Yeah. And I think it's going to hit mainstream on Monday when we talk about it.
We're not saying he is. And even if he
no.
is. Nothing wrong
yeah.
with that. No.
If he is, you know. Hey, he was born that way.
That's
we're fine
right.
with that.
Even though he can't, you know, therapy himself into straightness, that's okay.
Yeah, No, you just know that, you know, when he's standing up there and he's just railing against gays, he's not railing against gays. He's looking in the mirror. That's all it is. He doesn't hate you. He hates himself.
Just like Dred Scott. Because as John Stewart once said, you know, Dred Scott tried to run away from slavery, but what he was really running away from was himself.
Hi-oh!
We'll leave the hey-o sound file up for Monday.
I'll tell you what, maybe Monday on Michelle, the potential first husband, we could have Greta Van Susten come in, and she could eat a can of spinach first, and tell us what she thinks.
Yeah, you know, I keep waiting for her to break up with Sarah Palin and become Michelle Bachman's best friend.
I've been, you know, actually, you are correct. That's funny that you say that. But yeah, I'm waiting for the break on Fox News when they fire Sarah Palin and say, "Oh no, we want Michelle."
Oh yeah, it's already happened with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Has already broken up with Sarah Palin. Well, she'll be Michelle Bachman's best friend pretty soon, I'm sure.
Oh, let me ask you this. Yeah, I mean, I watch Fox News, you know, for material and stuff. But have they mentioned any of this Rupert Murdoch scandal on Fox News?
Funny you should ask. They did bring it up. They brought it up on Fox
did.
And Friends. Yep, it's their morning Mensa show. Fox and Friends,
yeah.
Steve Doocy.
Oh, my God.
And,
Steve Doocy, a giant
absolutely.
In journalism.
They brought it up, and they were talking about it. They did not mention that News Corp was the parent company of Fox News. That's a little tidbit nobody needed to talk about. And then Steve Doocy, and now he brought up a very, very important point. Steve Doocy said, "Hey, look," he says, "look, people get hacked all the time. Citibank got hacked recently. The Pentagon got hacked recently. Nobody's going after them. Nobody's trying to prosecute them for getting hacked."
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, he's got a point.
He does.
I mean, if we're going to go after Murdoch, you better go after these victims over here, too.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
And of course, Brian Kilmeade chimed in with, "Right." Right.
Yep, absolutely. And everybody nodded their head, and just like when Eric Bowling the other day on Fox.
Oh my God, he is.
Did you see that one?
No,
yeah, when
but
that one
he
when
is
he was
a
talking
human
to,
being.
He was talking about, basically, we're talking about, you know, how Obama just made us less and less safe every single day, and how horrible his foreign policy is. And the guy says, "Well, I'll tell you what," Eric Bowling says, "I'll tell you what." And he said, "We were safe under Bush. There were no attacks on American soil from 2000 to 2008. And again, everybody sat there and went, "Uh-huh, yep. Yep.
Uh-huh." In fact, most of my customers today, if you had told them that, they would have gone, "Damn right!"
They probably would have.
They would have done the Jack Nicholson. "You're damn right!" Oh, my God.
"Bush did a great job inheriting 9/11 from Clinton."
And I'll tell you what, Rudy Giuliani did, too. Mr. Mayor,
uh-huh.
He was mayor there when the walls came tumbling down.
Yep.
And that's why we love him.
Yep. And after the report came out that the News of the World and News Corp folks tried to hack cell phones owned by 9/11 victims, Rudy Giuliani, being, you know, the defender of 9/11 that he is, said Rupert Murdoch is a good and honorable and honest man.
Of course he is.
Fucking Rudy. Anyway, so there's a little preview of Monday's show for you, folks.
I think Monday's show is going to be full of a lot of angers.
We'll just name the show Anger Management.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's some, I just saw on Twitter, some not good news for our friend Average Chick. So we want to send a very serious shout out to her and let her know we're sending all the good thoughts we can her way.
Ah, shit. Yeah, we love the angry Average Chick.
Yeah.
I almost said Angry Chick.
Well, I love angry chicks too, but so just anyway, didn't mean to bring the whole vibe down there.
But you did a good job of it.
but I did it anyway, you know. So, oh, there we go. And I guess we'll post the show. I'll post the show tomorrow while you're slaving away at the beer mine. I'll post the show tomorrow on the blog.
I'll post it as well on Bagwine Ruminations.
Okay. All right then.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It just, love the Average Chick, and that just makes me sad.
That's very sad. Can only hope for good things.
Yep. So. Let's just cut the show off now, Jay.
Yeah, I think we will.
All right.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you on Twitter, and I'll talk to you Monday on I'm With Stupid.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.